Exclusive, rep, burn, bullying, boycotts, and censorship, the left is trying to silence conservatives. By Representative Bradley Byrne, RL, on April 2, 2019. There is something deeply troubling taking place in our country today. Liberal elites, big tech, and the national news media are working overtime to silence conservatives and supporters of President Trump. Just within the last few days, Twitter suspended the account of the film Unplanned, a new pro-life movie, for no apparent reason other than to censor their message of protecting innocent life and exposing Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. Their Twitter account was only restored after an outcry from conservatives who rightly pointed out that the account did not violate Twitter's terms of service. Even after the account was restored, numerous Twitter users, including U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell, posted videos on their accounts showing that Twitter was blocking them from being able to follow the Unplanned account. While Twitter will assuredly chalk it up to a bug in their system, blatant censorship of conservatives by liberal tech companies is nothing new. This all came after a months-long bullying, boycott, and censorship campaign by liberal activists against Unplanned, and an attempt to block the film from being released in the first place. Once it became clear the movie would be released, these liberal activists pressured television networks not to run commercials promoting the film, solely because it had a pro-life message. Sadly, this isn't the only recent case. In an apparent effort to upstage their big tech comrades, liberal Hollywood celebrities have become unhinged over proposed anti-abortion legislation in Georgia that would protect the life of an unborn baby once a heartbeat is detected. Hollywood elites, from Ben Stiller to Alyssa Milano, have gone on profanity-laced tirades over the proposed legislation and have even threatened to cancel film projects in Georgia if the bill is signed into law, risking thousands of jobs over their pro-abortion agenda. Liberal elites have resorted to using a combination of boycotts and threatening language to bully conservatives and Trump supporters into submission. Their message is clear: if you dare deviate from elitist liberal orthodoxy, we will destroy you. Oftentimes, though, the left's campaign to silence conservatives doesn't stop with boycotts and censorship. Just recently, a video went viral of an attack on an elderly pro-life activist by a radical leftist. This follows incidents on college campuses where conservatives and supporters of President Trump were silenced and even physically attacked for their views by extremist liberal groups like Antifa. When you know you can't win on the facts and that your position on issues like abortion is totally inconsistent with the vast majority of the American people, this is what you do: silence, censor, intimidate, coerce, and attack. Given this reality, it is now more important than ever that patriotic Americans stand up and speak out for what is right. This is a fundamental issue for our country, and we are at a point where there is far too much at stake to sit on the sidelines. The liberal elites aren't just attacking us as conservatives, they are attacking our values and our beliefs. They are attacking the very definition of what we are as a country and who we are as Americans. We must stand up, we must speak out, and we must step up. That's why I recently announced that I was running for the U.S. Senate in my home state of Alabama. Our state currently has a senator who doesn't share our values and doesn't support our president. I want to change that. Maybe running for office is how you can step up. Maybe it is getting involved in a political campaign or community service organization. Maybe it is just as simple as sharing this article and encouraging your friends and family to speak up as well. Whatever way you can, we must not let the liberal elites silence us. We can't let their intimidation and threats work. Instead, we must speak even louder and work even harder to promote and defend our values and the things we care most about. One promise that I can make to every Alabamian, as well as every American, as the left attempts to bully, boycott, censor or physically assault someone just because they happen to be pro-life or a supporter of President Trump, I will continue to stand up and speak out. Congressman Bradley Byrne currently represents Alabama's 1st Congressional District in the House of Representatives, and he is currently a candidate for the U.S. Senate seat held by Senator Doug Jones, D.L.